Actually, the gospel I read to you today is taken from the Rogation days, which occur just before Ascension, but it is so easily applied to the poor souls in purgatory. Friend, lend me 3 loaves. In other words, they are beckoning us, the poor souls, to pray for them. Let's go through that little sentence, that little pleading that the poor souls offer up. Friend, that's what they call us. They're friends. And we are, there's a certain spiritual relationship that we have with the poor souls in purgatory. Did you know that as I was at the altar in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, offering up the holy sacrifice, heaven is opened up. And they are all taking part, the church triumphant with us, the church militant. But then also, purgatory underneath us opens up, the church suffering. And the drops of the precious blood descend into the fires of purgatory upon all of these souls, consoling them. We are all of us, whether the church militant, you and I, or the church suffering, those in purgatory, we are all members of the same mystical body of Christ. That is our spiritual relationship with the poor souls in purgatory. What body, say, would not help the other members of the body? For example, if your left hand is injured, all the members of the body try to help out this one injured member, this one suffering member. So the eyes, they look at the wound and see what they need to do next. Then the feet, they carry the body to go and get whatever is needed, the instruments needed to heal that wound. And then the other hand, the strong hand, comes and applies all the remedy to relieve the sufferings of the left hand. And that is what we do. We're the other members of Christ's mystical body, the church. And we are meant to go to the relief of those members who are suffering, those in purgatory. It's a beautiful relationship that we have with the poor souls. But there is a corporal relationship too. That is, we are all related to the poor souls in purgatory. They, as are we, are all sons of Adam, with the same human nature and the same everything. And then take that a step further. There are some souls in purgatory who are not only related to us because we share the same human nature, but because they are our fathers, our mothers, our siblings, our friends, our fellow parishioners. We owe them because of our corporal relationship with them. It's a beautiful thing, this, how the members of the mystical body help one another. Even though we be on earth, we can help those who have left the earth and entered into the next realm. Friend, they call us. Friend, lend. Notice, the souls do not say, give me. They say, lend it. Lend it to me. As if to say, lend me your help and I'll repay you 1,000-fold. Well, that's exactly what happens. Sometimes we get gypped a little bit. Someone makes a deal with us and they say, if you'll loan me this money, well then, I'll pay you back later. Give them the money. And sure enough, they never pay you back. But that's life. Not so with the poor souls in purgatory. They ask you, they say, lend it. Don't give it. When you give something, it's no longer yours. You should never expect anything back. For example, when you give to the church, you donate to the church. It is now the church's. It's no longer yours. But lend me, the poor souls say, as if to say that they will pay you back. How do they pay us back? Well, they can no longer sin. You and I can. They, although they're in purgatory, they cannot help themselves. They cannot merit any longer. They cannot pray for their own souls to be relieved of suffering. But they can receive our prayers, and they can pray in return for us. Rest assured, and know this with certainty, that whenever you pray for a poor soul in purgatory, our dear friends in purgatory, they will be your greatest benefactors that you could ever imagine. For one day, they will see God, and it will be before you get there, most likely. They will see the face of God. They are now the perfect friends of God, no longer able to offend Him. And they will every day remember who it was that helped to set them free from purgatory. They will remember every little prayer, every little sacrifice that you had ever offered, and they will thank you for it by their prayers at the throne of God in heaven. Lend. They return 100-fold for everything that you lend to them. Give to me. Well, me. Let's explain that one. These poor souls, they suffer so much. They suffer from the delay in seeing God. These souls so much want to see God. They almost cannot bear it, were it not for the fact that now their wills were no longer rebellious, but rather submitted to the will of God. Should they be in purgatory for 3 centuries, they would suffer this delay with complete resignation, but it would still be a suffering for all of them. And then the pains of sense, the fires, the flames of purgatory, they say, all the saints tell us the same, that even the least pain in purgatory is greater than the greatest pain here on earth. And the poor souls have to wait. They can't run out of the flames. They wait for you and for me. Friend, lend me. Lend me some what? Lend me some bread. 3 loaves, they ask for. Now, one author, he says, what are these 3 loaves? Well, he says, the first one is the white bread, referring to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, where God Himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, comes down to the altar and sacrifices Himself to the Eternal Father. That is the first thing the poor souls ask for, Masses. Whether you come to assist at a Mass and merely make it your intention to offer it for the holy souls, or you submit an intention to the priest to have it offered for a loved one who is in purgatory, perhaps. The first loaf they ask is the white bread, the Holy Mass. The second is, they say they want the homemade loaf of bread. Those are the things that you and I do of our own will. The prayers that we offer, the sacrifices that we make, they want those because they relieve them, they console them, they bring them one step closer to eternity with God. And it doesn't have to be anything big. When you get hungry, put off taking that snack for 35 seconds. Poor souls will take it, those 35 short seconds, and they will be relieved. A prayer, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. With all of that instant that it takes to say it, you can relieve, even set free, one of your friends from purgatory. They want that homemade loaf of bread that only you can make, your prayers and your sacrifices. But the third loaf is, they want the black bread too. If you've read the lives of the saints, you know what black bread is. It's this bread that's sort of old and everything, and they were known to give it to the poor as an alms. It was still edible, but it was often given as an alms to the poor. And so the holy souls in purgatory ask for this black bread, that is, for your alms. Whenever you give alms to a poor person, or put a few dollars in the St. Anthony's Fund, remember to put the intention on it, to offer it for a poor soul. It's a beautiful thing. They only want these three loaves. It's a beautiful quote from sacred scripture, isn't it? Friend, when we apply it to the poor souls, friend, lend me three loaves. That's what Paul is saying today. And you really are his friends. And the feelings were always mutual. I've heard so many stories about how each of you found some good quality in him that you really enjoyed. Some days, one person told me, Paul would come in and you know he was didn't have too much hair. I can't say much either, but in any case, he was bald. Okay, let's say it frankly. And he would come in on the windy days, and he'd go up to this one person and start fussing over his hair, how it all got out of whack, jokingly, and he would try to put it all back into order, even though he had no hair. So little things like that, that's what he was known for, his great sense of humor, his piety, his love of the Holy Mass. He was here for every Sunday and every holy day. And I'm sure that he wore his brown scapular. He has well received all of the last rites. And even though he was for a certain amount of days, after he had first taken his fall down the stairs and been a little brain damaged, when I went there the first couple of times, he was alert enough to receive the sacraments, extreme unction and Holy Communion. And then slowly he went into a state where he was almost vegetative. He could open his eyes perhaps, but he couldn't talk. And we were hoping he would come out of it. And he did, for one last time. And that was long enough for Father McKenna to go and give him the apostolic blessing. What a beautiful thing. God gave him the presence of mind to receive the last of the last rites. How God takes care of his own. Don't forget your friend. He's crying out to you from the flames of purgatory. Friend, lend me three loaves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.